Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you feel that fire burning deep down inside your soul? Amen. I know I do. And that is the spirit of Almighty God himself burning deep within our spirit, deep within our mind, deep within our very heart and soul. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this awesome, wonderful, magnificent, great God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, and our Savior, the Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, and also our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost and dark and dying world. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. I promise you, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Matthew 6:24, where we hear our Lord Jesus making the definitive statement about true loyalty and commitment. Our service to God will be greatly enticed and challenged by the things of this world. And without a doubt, money, the Bible calls it mammon, is among the chiefest culprits that have swooned and derailed many of people who straddle the fence of faith and destiny. Money is the ultimate instrument to get those things that we want. So is worshiping money actually another dynamic for self-worship, which is what many may be serving? So we will be discussing, just for your spiritual consideration, self-serve. You can't serve two masters. My special returning guest is back with us, teacher, preacher, community activist, author, and proud to say my pastor, Derek Easton, of New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where I'm happy to be broadcasting. And we will be continuing the discussion that we started from previous broadcasts. I will be mentioning that previous broadcast later on in the program, so that if you want to catch up, you can go back to that archive show and get the complete conversation. But we will be discussing this book co-authored by Pastor Derek Easter as well as Pastor George Parks Jr., entitled Mount Meditation, a devotional based on Matthew chapter 5 through 7. We will continue our conversation, and I'm just happy to have this man of God here with us, awesome, great man of God. He is. And then later on in the broadcast, we will be having our word of inspiration with certified coach, trainer, founder, and director, CEO at the Empowerment Coaching Institute, woman of God, Tamara J., is here with us for Word of Inspiration. So why don't you go ahead on and call your family members, friends, co-workers, neighbors, anybody that you know that's in your spirit and on your mind and your heart right now that you know could use some spiritual uplift and inspiration. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you for overseeing our lives and this ministry. And thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on sanctified Holy Ghost fire.
No.
Yes, Lord, I promise you, you can search the world over and you will not find another friend like the lonely Jesus. He is a man to be counted on because he is the God man that came from heaven to come see about you, come see about me, and to come see about each and every one of us. How's the man of God, Ron Walls, kicking this fire gospel experience off, letting you know it ain't nobody. I said nobody like the man Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, man of God. Roderick Jemison, for sending that music. I appreciate all you managers working hard, keeping this fire gospel experience hot. I am just happy and excited to be in kingdom collaboration with each one of you, you, and yes, you too. My special guest is returning because he's on a mission from God. He is a teacher. He is a preacher. He is pastor of New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, resident of Little Rock, Arkansas. We are so happy. This man of God is dedicated to making the drive back and forth 40 miles from Little Rock to Pine Bluff, and he does it faithfully. He is an educated man. He has been educated in institutions right here in the great state of Arkansas, and he is here to continue the conversation we had a few shows ago. And I'll certainly give you that archive title so you can pull it up, because you're going to want to stay connected to this conversation about Mount Meditation, which is a devotional based on Matthew chapters 5 through 7. So without any further delays, without any further ado, my special guest is back. My friend, my brother in Christ, my pastor, Derek Easter, is here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. Yes. Yes. Amen. Thank you for joining us, man of God, my pastor, my friend, my brother, Derek Easter. Welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon, rather. What a joy it is to be with you today once again on Fire Gospel Radio. Amen. Excited to be here, brother.
Amen. Amen. Excited to have you, Pastor. Listen, I know that you are one of the busiest people in the whole state of Arkansas and beyond. So why don't we just go right back to it? On our previous broadcast, Pastor, we talked about the first three sections. Section one, developing your kingdom. Section two, displaying your kingdom. And then section three, dissecting your kingdom. So for the sake of time, because I know you are engaged in a very busy day, if you could kind of summarize developing your kingdom, displaying your kingdom, and then dissecting your kingdom, we'll go right on to section four, which is how to worship as citizens of the kingdom.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for let me come on and talk about Mount Meditation. It's a work of my heart and passion of myself and Pastor George Parks of the New Hope Baptist Church in North Little Rock and in Conway, Arkansas. Mount Meditation is a devotional based on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 through 7, where he deals with what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom. And so we give our lives to Christ. We surrender our lives to Christ. And so the next question that should come up for us is, well, what does that mean? How do I, as a new citizen of God's kingdom, how do I live on earth? How do I operate? How do I conduct myself as a kingdom citizen? And so section one, we have this devotional broken down into seven different sections. And the first section is, of course, developing your kingdom character. That's where Christ starts with us. He wants to develop our character. He's there, and he begins this sermon, Magna Carta of the Christian faith, if you will. And he begins to talk about what we call the Beatitudes. And these Beatitudes, Jesus highlights that an individual is blessed when their character is radically different than popular culture. That's a summation of what the Beatitudes is all about. That if you want to be blessed, then your character has to be radically changed. It has to be radically different than popular culture of the world. That these series of sayings, they shape us, they challenge our inner person, and they challenge those of us who claim a connection to Jesus Christ. So they inspire us to develop a more robust kingdom character. And then once we develop our kingdom character, then we are to put that character on display. That character that is developed in us is not designed for us to put it under a bushel. It's not designed for us to hide it. We're designed to let that kingdom character that is in us now, that has been developed in us, that is being developed in us, we are to let that be put on display. In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, which is Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 16, Jesus is shedding light on the fact that a life surrendered to him requires inward development and intentional display. Let me say that again. Inward development, which we just came through, and then intentional display. We in essence, what I'm trying to say is that we need to live the life. It's not about trying to argue and prove God's existence with fine words and lofty speech and these well-crafted arguments of how well we can speak about God and argue our point. You simply show the existence of God and his empowering presence in your life by how you make a difference in the world, by how you make a difference in your community, by how you live your life. That's the biggest display and the biggest thing that you can show.
Amen.
And so it is your practical everyday walk. A life that has been influenced by Christ is a life where people feel and experience Christ in your daily routine, in the contact that you make that lead people to come to the conclusion, hey, Ron Jefferson is a kingdom citizen. And because of the light that's displayed in his life, it helps me to want to commit my life to Christ as well.
Amen.
And then Pastor, come right on.
Pastor, let me just ask a quick question, sir, because when I was new in the faith, when I was a newcomer and a neophyte in Christianity, there were two things that concerned me. One was, I want to tell people about Jesus, but I don't know how to start the conversation. I felt awkward in looking for an opportunity to interject Jesus into a normal work day or in my neighborhood. And also, too, the feelings of angst with knowing that some people may not want to hear about this Jesus, and then not letting that be the thing that keep me from witnessing about Jesus. Can you share about those two scenarios? Because I'm sure we've all been there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have all been there. I think that one of the biggest anxiety points that a new Christian has is, how do I verbalize and share my faith? You know, and I think that sort of anxiety can be put to bed once we realize that it's just about living our lives, and that as the Holy Spirit makes opportunity and gives opportunity, then we talk about Christ. And it's really just about sharing our experiences. I'll give you an example. I just drove in, just got off the road from Monroe, Louisiana, coming in from doing a conference, made a quick stop at the gas station. The lines are long, two different lines. The two guys are riding with me. I said, hey, man, pass me your stuff up. I'll go ahead and pay for it. A couple of folks behind said, hey, we have... are you talking to us? You know, they had a couple of coffees. I said, you know what? God has blessed me. Come on up. I think I can handle paying for two cups of coffee.
Okay.
we're talking about displaying your kingdom character. I didn't give them, I paid for their coffee, said, hey, God bless you. I didn't give them a long soliloquy about creation and all of these things and a long dissertation about my theology. I just said, hey, God bless me. God bless me to be able to enough to where I think I can afford a cup of coffee, two cups, and then, hey, God bless you guys. Y'all have a great, great day. Well, within that, it was a display of kingdom character. It was also putting something that can be put on their minds to say, hey, this man knows God. He expressed that to us just in that simple display. A lot of times it's not just a lot of words that we say. A lot of times it can be carried out in the actions that we give. And I think that if we make it our business to live the life and to walk the walk, that the Holy Spirit will open up doors of opportunity where we can mention the name of Jesus. And sometimes it's as quick as saying, God bless you. And sometimes it may be more into saying, hey, tell me more about that God that you're talking about. Or you have an opportunity to share more about your walk with God. And really, it's just telling your story. Because a lot of times people are caught up on, you know, what do I share? How do I share? Well, just tell what God has done for you, and I think it'll be enough.
Amen. It sort of reminds me of the two men that were on the road to Emmaus after they had walked with the Lord Jesus but didn't recognize him for who he was. They didn't know it was Jesus. But then as he just vanished from their sight, they said, didn't our hearts burn? So what I found, Pastor, is that when we share honestly, like you said, our testimony and share our experiences, I believe wholeheartedly that Holy Spirit God enters into that interaction. And then there's a presence there that goes beyond and enhances our testimony, which is God himself. So it's not, we're not just depending upon what we say, but when what we say, as we say it, Holy Spirit God enters into our witnessing and into our conversation. But also too, Pastor, let us know that there may be some repercussions sometimes that we need to be prepared for. And this is the price that we pay for serving.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. Not everybody wants to hear your message. Not everybody is geared to hearing our message and to being open to receiving our Christ. And so I think you also make some really good points. God, the Holy Spirit, does enter into our conversations, and that ought to relieve us as well, because that person's salvation and that person's deliverance is not dependent upon me.
That's right.
I mean, we're told that one plants and one waters, but it's God who gives the increase, we take that pressure for their deliverance off of us, and say, hey, man, all I'm trying to do is plant a seed, and then all I'm trying to do is water the seed that somebody else maybe has planted, and God, the Holy Spirit comes into that situation, and he'll give the increase as needed. So I think that's a great point.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. I just wanted to interject there because my spirit
absolutely.
Was so
thank you. Thank
that.
You. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You so much. And then we also move from displaying our kingdom character or developing our kingdom character and displaying our kingdom character to where he now decides to dissect our kingdom character because it's a reminder that we can't fool people, right? It's a reminder that we can't walk in the flesh, that we have to. So Jesus deals now in this section with the with some really weighty matters of our walk with him, you know, matters of anger and divorce and keeping our promises and retaliation. How do we treat our enemies? You know, Jesus helps us with this question of how can I be saved and live in the city at the same time? All right. And so the city, whatever city that is that you live in, is our countercultural Christian emotions that despite our faithfulness, we struggle with these things from time to time. And so, so Jesus, he begins to, he says, okay, let me dissect your character. You say that you have strong character now. You say that it's developed. You're putting it on display. Let me dissect it and really dive into the dark places of your heart and really see if you are purposeful and passionate in living a life of right character. So he deals with the stuff that we struggle with in that dissecting.
Amen.
I mean, because, you know, we struggle. We struggle with anger. We struggle with our relationships and our marriage relationships. We struggle with sometimes keeping our word and we struggle with this idea of retaliation that you hurt me and I need to hurt you back and I need to get you back. And we struggle with how we treat our enemies, that if we're honest, you know, we have a hard time with saying bless you to that person that just cursed us.
Amen. You're right.
And so he deals with that. He deals with those dark places and helps us really dissect our kingdom character and moves us from surface living to moving a little bit deeper in our walk with him.
Yes, sir. Oh, I love that. Amen. We got to go beyond just the surface if we're going to be true blood-washed saints of God, sir. That's so true. And then we move on to how to worship as citizens of the kingdom. This is the part that I'm really looking forward to, sir.
Yes. Thank you. It's section 4 of the book. It's Matthew chapter 6 where we left. We're leaving chapter 5 now. We're entering chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And the Lord, he basically, as this sermon continues to progress, it's like an elevator, if you will, or an escalator. It keeps taking us higher and higher. Okay, we were on the first floor and we moved to the second floor and we're on down to the fourth floor in our walk with Christ and he's basically challenging us to have a high standard of righteousness. You know, my father would say we can't as Christians, we ought not want to be basement level Christians. Okay. We ought to wanna raise our standard of righteousness. And we ought to want to evaluate, am I worshiping God the right way? And there's so many ways to worship. And when we talk about worship, we're not just talking about your praise and being in the sanctuary. And while those things are important, that, we come together as a collective body to worship, but your life every day should be a life of worship, okay? And then so you ought to want to worship in the right way. And he challenges us in the fundamental areas of our faith by telling us what not to do and then telling us what to do. And so we understand that how and why we give our money is a form of worship. We understand that prayer is a form of worship. We understand that forgiveness and how we deal with other people and how we deal with ourselves, it's worship, because we can't even really worship God right until we've got things right with our brothers and sisters. He even tells us, listen, I don't want your worship and your sacrifices. Get up, leave, go get things right, forgive and reconcile, and then you can continue in your worship of me. And then he talks about the importance of fasting in our spiritual walk. And so this section of the Sermon on the Mount, it challenges us to maintain a biblical viewpoint of our worship and to see worship in its multifaceted state. So that we assess our giving, our praying, our forgiving, and our fasting. All
Amen.
Important fundamental areas of our faith.
Amen. I'm so glad that you broke that down, Pastor Easter, because a former mentor of mine, Reverend Timothy Thompson in Detroit, who God put in my life when I needed him the most, he was my mentor.
Yeah.
He says that the key to communication is language. The key to communication is language.
Wow.
And what we do so much, so I believe sometimes in our Western Hemisphere languages, we have words that have so much similarity, we just gloss them over a lot of different areas that may not adequately specify what the meaning is. Because when you talk about worship, I have no doubt that many of us in the church and outside the church, Pastor Easter, think of it as just the actual church fellowship worship, where we come together as a collective body and raise our hands and say whatever we feel led to say in praise and give. Thank you for helping us to understand that paying our tithes is an act of worship. Thank you for helping us understand that when we forgive our brother, we are actually worshiping God because he gave us the formula for forgiveness. Because if we don't forgive one another, guess what? We don't have nothing coming from God either.
Absolutely. 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 And then we keep moving a little higher. We keep moving a little higher, and we get to how kingdom citizens should live in the world. Man, this is so key. As we reach the fifth floor, if you will, the fifth section of the Sermon on the Mount, we're still in Matthew chapter 6. We're at verses 19 through 34. And in this particular section, we're challenged about how we as key citizens of heaven live in our current world. It challenges us by telling us citizens of God's kingdom don't live for material things.
Okay.
All right. Material things are not our primary focus. Citizens of God's kingdom don't live life in worry. Because we're citizens of another kingdom, our king takes care of his citizens.
Yeah.
So we don't worry. And if we don't grasp the importance of these verses and live by their truths, we really could miss our purpose and fail to live up to who we're called to be. You know, once
and
we give our life to Christ. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that process right there will stunt our Christian maturity and growth.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, once we give our lives to Christ, we become his representatives. We become ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And so in this particular section of the Sermon on the Mount, we're challenged to be mindful about our attitudes, our perspectives on our possessions, taking care that we find our security, our significance and our satisfaction in God. That's what this section is all about. That citizens of God's kingdom realize that our security doesn't come from the White House. Our significance does not come from our education and who we know.
Yes,
our satisfaction does not come from having possession and being able to do whatever I want to do in life. No, my security comes from God, my significance in who I am who God says I am. My satisfaction in life is based upon God taking care of me. And so we deal with things in this section like don't live for material things, which really challenges us to not give in to the rat race of life. That we answer the question: am I focused more on earth, or am I focused more on heaven? You know, it's nice to have. It's okay to have nice things down here, but the point is that we don't love our home, our car, or our investments more than we love Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That is so true.
And so we deal with things like that. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, sir, but Pastor, I've heard people from other religious sects and orders criticize our Christian faith because our optimum motivation is that God is with us here on earth, and eventually God has provided places for us to be with him eternally in heaven where he is. And a lot of other religions, they will say, you all have your eyes on this great pie in the sky, as if to say we're negligent about the things of the earth, which is another negative propaganda about our faith. Can you speak about that? Because, yes, we long to be with the Lord Jesus in heaven, but that's not to the absence or our concern for the things of the earth. They try to use that against us as if to say we're not cognizant and we're not assertive in regards to the things of the earth, because we're so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's a realization that we're in the see what we realize is, and see, it seems foolish to them. The Bible speaks of it. You know, it's the foolishness of the cross. It is the foolishness of believing in Christ and walking and living in Christ. It is, it's why we're called a peculiar people, because people outside of our faith have a hard time understanding how I can be a citizen of another kingdom, of a world I cannot see. And so it is, you know, we see it through an eye of faith. It's like Elijah seeing those angels and chariots of fire, but even his servant did not see them. He said, "Lord, would you open his eyes?" You know, we as kingdom citizens, the closer we get to the Lord, and the more mature and deeper our faith walk is, you know, the reality is we see things that other people do not see. We have a hope and a faith that other people do not have. And we understand that we don't store up treasure on earth. You see, we understand that we have a bank account that's not of this world.
Thank you.
And we transfer our resources to heaven because the material treasures of this world will not last. And so
what does
it mean to transfer our treasure to heaven? It means that I willingly commit my time, my talent, and my treasure to work for Jesus in this world. And I do that, and I understand that while I need material things, I don't live for material things. While I'm grateful for the material things he blesses me with, and I take care of them, I'm a good steward of those things, I don't live for those things.
No.
You know, it's okay to have a nice house, drive a nice car, and you want to put money aside, and you want to have retirement, and you want to have investments. You want to be a good steward over everything God gives you. But I don't live for that house, that car, those investments, that money. I make money. Money doesn't make me.
Yes, sir. That's so true.
Yes, sir.
Because one day
I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it all behind.
Amen.
And so we do that. And then as a kingdom citizen, I you know, we talk about winning the war with worry. That's how I live in this world. So when I live in this world, I don't get caught up with material things because, you know, that that can have you perplexed and all torn up. And then we don't give in to worry. There is the ability to worry. You know, every last one of us worries about something. We think hard about some things. We worry about so many things, job, school, money, bills, weight, relationship. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But as kingdom citizens, we can win the war of with worry. And basically, Christ addresses all of our everyday concerns. And all that we have to be willing to do is take our cares to him and lean and depend on him and allow him to see us through. And then it's just, it's reminding us to also, it deals with our prayer life. It deals with all of these different things.
Amen. And the thing that I like about it, after each section, there is a daily application and a prayer to go with it, so that we're not just reading, but we're actually taking what we just read, sir, and exercising it for our immediate application. I like that part about it.
Yes. It's my favorite section as well. Because so often you wonder, how do I apply what I just read? And so we try to give you a daily application to think about, okay, what do I do with this information? How do I apply this to my life and my walk and my everyday existence? And then a prayer that helps you to pray these things over your life.
Amen. That is awesome, Pastor. And man,
yes,
I am so excited because I know that you are on a very busy schedule, a very busy day. Please share with the listeners how they can get a copy of this awesome, powerful, impactful book, Mount Meditations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for the opportunity. You actually can pick up one on Amazon, or maybe the easiest way is to contact New Saint Hurricane Baptist Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We have numerous ways you can contact us through our website, newsthurricane.org, our Facebook page, New Saint Hurricane Baptist Church, YouTube, those types of things. You can contact us New Hope Baptist Church in North Little Rock or in Conway. Either one of these churches will be happy to mail your book and to receive your $15 contribution and mail you a copy of Mount Meditations. Those are the ways that you can get it, and we'll be glad to get you your copy of Mount Meditations.
Amen. And also, too, Pastor, we would certainly like to invite our listening audience to join us in our praise and worship celebration right there on YouTube.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Each Sunday, you can watch our virtual worship experience and worship with us each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can watch on our Facebook page, which is New Saint Hurricane Baptist Church. You also can watch on our YouTube channel, where you can watch live or archived messages on New Saint Hurricane Baptist Church YouTube page. You can even watch sermons on our website, newsthurricane.org, and on our website, there are opportunities to connect with our church via text message, sign up for our email list, even downloading our church app so you can be kept informed of news, information, and events. And so we're excited to have an opportunity to connect with you in a multiplicity of ways.
Yes, sir. And our church doors are open for open worship. So if you are in Pine Bluff or the surrounding area, Little Rock, Dumas, McGee, wherever, and you want to come and fellowship with us live in person, thank God that
the COVID restrictions are being lifted. We still use wisdom in that aspect as well. But we, our church doors are open. We would love to fellowship with you. We're not trying to steal you from your church. If you're happy where you are, we just want to kingdom collaborate with you here on earth. And Pastor, our services are Sunday morning.
11 a.m. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Absolutely. And make sure you connect with us on social media. You can keep up with all of the different events and different things that are taking place. Sign up to like our Facebook page. Make sure you click the bell on YouTube. Be a part of the notifications and all of those kinds of good things.
Amen. And one last thing before I let you go, Pastor, because I know you have a busy schedule. I know that you're just leaving Monroe, Louisiana, for the reshaping of a post-pandemic church that you were the guest instructor today. Is that was that program, was that event recorded? Is it possible that we still might be able to view that awesome, I'm sure, message and instruction on reshaping of a post-pandemic church? Is that available anyway for us to view?
It is not. Unfortunately, no, sir, it is not. But we had a phenomenal time in Monroe processing through that workshop, the reshaping of a post-pandemic church. I loved doing it. And if there are ministries listening and would like to have that two-day workshop, you certainly can feel free to reach out to the New St. Hurricane Baptist Church, and we'd love to connect with you in presenting that. We're going to be presenting that in places all across the country in the coming months and things ahead. And so, yeah, absolutely. Reshaping of a post-pandemic church.
Amen. So, Pastor, let's work on that. If you'd like to come back and be my special guest and maybe give us a run-through on that, give us the basics and highlight it fine, or if we even have to go to StreamYard and Zoom and do a video presentation, I would love to be a part of that. All you have to do is just let me know, sir. I'll make myself available.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Listen, Pastor, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. You know I love you in Jesus. I appreciate everything that you're doing. You have my full support in your ministry, and I just want you to be safe in your travels and look forward to seeing you Sunday in our worship service.
Much love to you. Thank God for your ministry. Appreciate you.
Amen. My dear pastor and friend, brother in Christ, Pastor Derek Easter was here, and he will be returning so that we can continue this discussion about Mount Meditations, because we still got a couple more sections to go, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Absolutely. Love it.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, Pastor Derek Easter, on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen. 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 That is awesome. My dear brother in Christ. Oh, you talk about a hard-working brother. I just want you all to know that if you would like to catch up on our conversations from a previous broadcast, you can go to my archives right there on YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson, and you'll see all of my Fire Gospel Experience Ministry archives show up. The show is entitled Stand By Me, dated May the 30th, 2021 with Pastor Derek Easter, so that you can catch up with the first part of our conversation on Mount Meditations. Awesome book. I suggest that you get it and put it in your library, put it in your spirit, because that were the sermons that our Lord Jesus introduced himself to with those awesome messages of the Beatitudes, and it's still valid and it's still powerful. And guess what? God still wants us to live by these principles, and that's exactly what we're going to do. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. And here is John Cable, gospel artist, letting you know that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, you can't help but be a blessed child of the Most High God.
That's right. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. the kingdom of heaven.
Listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Free my soul. done, I will be woken, I will be woken by precious sound, song of love. And hold me, yes, hold me,
Father God, we thank you for your sweet, sweet peace. Sounds of Woman of God, gospel artist extraordinaire, Woman of God, Latrice Lawrence is in the house on this fire gospel experience. We are just going to the throne of God's grace right here on this fire gospel experience. Don't you know, Lord Jesus, if I don't do nothing else, I am going to bless your holy name. This man of God, Marcus Jordan, taking us to the throne as we, as a collective body of Christ, raise our hands, lift up our voice, and with our whole hearts, bless your holy name.
I will bless your name, oh God. I will bless your name, oh God.
Come on, Zach.
I will lay down.
Till I lay down.
To be put through all this mess, and I don't understand it, so can you explain why all the hurt and why so much pain? When you said draw close as you proceed, and you said push through, I'm here for you. There is no problem, no situation too big for me. I'm here for you, and I'll never leave. I'm feeling pressed, the walls are closing in. Don't know what to do, and I wanna give in. See, I can't understand it, so can you explain? Tell me why all the hurt and why so much pain? When you said draw close as you proceed, and you said push through, I'm here for you. There is no problem, no situation too big for me. 'Cause I'm here for you, and I'll never leave. I look to you for all. With you, my solid rock. you hold me up and you make me strong. And now I can see you were there all along.
Thank you, Father God, for that beautiful and precious promise that stays in our heart and anchors us in our faith. God promises, and the promises of God are yea and amen. Sounds of one of my favorite gospel groups talking about Jonah's run. You said it. You said it, and that settles it. Amen. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you talented, gifted speakers, word artists, poets, expressionists that have this gift to enhance words and verbalization and put it in a special place in our minds and our hearings and in our spirits to encourage us and exhort us to move higher and to keep on keeping on in this word of inspiration. Amen. My special guest is here on Recorded Message. And I encourage each one of you busy, busy people to send me a 3 to 5 minute word of inspiration as Holy Spirit God leads you, and email that to me at ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. So I can put it in my word up library so that even though it's recorded, it's still powerful. And it helps us to be able to assimilate our busy schedules and coordinate special times such as this right here from Woman of God, Monique E. Russell, bringing us word of inspiration to bless our souls.
Today, as we know, marks the last day of 2020. My name is Monique E. Russell, and I just want to bring you a few words of encouragement. 2020 may have been rough and may have been difficult, and we may have had some obstacles to overcome. However, what I do know is that if you're listening to me right now, that you're more than a conqueror. And what I mean by that is that you still have work to do. You have not been created to not put in the work that God has placed in you. What 2020 should have taught a lot of us is to be still and to know that God is still in control. 2020, yes, was a difficult year for a lot of us. However, God has not failed us yet. We are still here to be able to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you brought me over that hurdle. Thank you, God, that you have kept me alive. Thank you, God, that you did not kill me when the virus tried to take me out. Thank you, God, that I still have a roof over my head. Thank you, God, for so many wonderful things that you have placed in my life. I saw your hand move this year. And guess what, God? I know it was nobody but you. So, God, we give you the glory today because you are the true and the living God. You have kept us throughout 2020, and this day we can say thank you for being our shield and our buckler. Thank you for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you for being the covenant-keeping God. Thank you for being the God that answers by fire. Father, today we thank you for being our true and living God, for protecting us, for covering us, for sustaining us through 2020. Today we give you honor. Today we give you praise. Today we give you glory. Today we just want to stop by and say thank you for being our coverer, for being our covering, for covering us, for protecting us, for shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, I thank you for letting us not go without, but every day, God, you fed us, you clothed us, you kept us in our right mind. And God, today, I just want to stop by and say thank you. You gave me the scripture from Joshua chapter 1 to be strong and courageous in the Lord. You gave me two scriptures throughout 2020. You said, never have you seen the righteous forsaken, nor have you seen your seed begging bread. Father, and I thank you. You also told me that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So my dear friend, if you are listening to this, remember that God is still in control, and there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. But believe and know that you are more than a conqueror. I love you, and remember that 2020 did not take you out, but it built you for 2021. This is your girl, Monique E. Russell, and I love you. Stay strong.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful word from woman of God, Monique E. Russell. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate it. Keep sending those inspirational words right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and we will continue to Kingdom Collaborate. What an awesome spoken word ministry that you have. Just so happy to have Kingdom collaborators right here, such as gifted people, gifted men and women like Monique E. Russell. And again, I invite each one of you, if you want to be a part of this word of inspiration and share your spoken word encouraging ministry with the people of God, saved, and then the people that are not saved, that may need to hear your particular voice that will encourage them to seek out this Jesus to see if he is all that he claims and all that we claim and all that the Bible claims that he is. Because God is not intimidated by man's curiosity or by man's doubt. God is here to represent himself. We just have the beautiful privilege of being his frontline soldiers and ambassadors. Give me a call, 870-413-0220. Leave a message. If I'm not available right away, I'll get back to you. Or you can send me an email message, Brother Ron, I heard about Word of Inspiration on Fire, the Gospel Experience. And you can send me a message to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And I'll be more than happy to have you come on and be my special guest so that you can bless the people of God as we give praise, honor, and glory to our God. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. This is the part of the broadcast where I turn up the heat. You best believe it. I have new music from gospel artist Lena Bird Miles, asking God to just do one thing. And everybody else, all y'all can do is just watch me, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Just like the time I opened up the sea, watch me. Or like David and the giant, what a victory. Just like that, watch me, watch me.
Hello, I am Minister Keisha Johnson, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, Swag Outreach Ministry, Striving Women Anticipating God's Grace, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building with Ron E. Jefferson, Fire radio host, 870-413-0220. Be blessed.
Hey! give God some praise.
Woke up Sunday morning with Jesus dead up on my mind. A long week of work, thank God my picture came on time. For all the things you do for me makes me feel so good inside. That's why I present anywhere, any given time. I know I'm giving you life, it seems just don't go right. Just give it to my Lord, call him up.
Ambassadors that are anointed and ordained from heaven. Amen. We represent the kingdom of God right here on earth. And what a beautiful lineage that we are blessed to be a part of, to be connected to those awesome saints of God in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and to our Lord Jesus Christ himself. We are the people of God that are praising him right here on this fire gospel experience. I would like to just share with you a word of encouragement from the book of Matthew, 6th chapter, 24th verse, with the subject title, Self-Serve. The verse of Matthew 6 and 24 reads, you cannot serve two masters at the same time. You will hate one and love the other. Or you will be loyal to one and not care about the other. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. Money, 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 money. You remember that old song by the OJs? I think I was like in junior high school. Boom.
For the love of money, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But money is really just an instrumental means of what I would like to discuss as being self-serve. Amen. I can recall in times past that back in the day when service was very demonstrative and appreciated, gas stations had attendants that would pump your gas with a friendly hello and check your oil if desired. Wash your windshields front and back and have you on your way. Many stores had greeters and businesses would provide samples and showcases of the products and services that they had, all designed to accommodate our pleasures and satisfaction. But our Lord Jesus, who made us, knows us from the innermost parts of our being. God has made all of mankind to worship him innately. It's just in the very fiber of our being. Originally, God's plan is that mankind would use that innate part of our spiritual makeup to seek, search, and find and discover him as our creator God. But listen, God wants free worship. Amen. Would you want to be in a relationship where somebody felt like they had to be there, that they didn't have a choice? Well, God doesn't want that either. And John 4th chapter 23rd verse says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is looking for us true worshipers. But you got to be sincere. God wants our free, sincere, and honest worship. That means flaws and all, because none of us are perfect. Perfection is our goal. And our destination won't get there until we stand before Holy God in heaven. Verse 6 and 24 says, you cannot serve two masters at the same time. God has so created man that our entire being of mind, body, and soul will not truly be partial or divided when it comes to our whole allegiance, talking about everything that we are. I'm sure that you have heard the question asked, can a person be in love with two people or multiple people? Now, according to our Lord Jesus' words, we cannot love two masters. It may be easy to believe that we can deceive ourselves into believing that our love can be spread so thinly to share with multiple people and partners. But God says no. When we attempt to do so, we create an internal conflict within ourselves, and not to mention in the lives of the others that we engage. This is just a mess. And the verse goes on to say, you will hate one and love the other. Now, this would be love, or so-called love, by default. I have hate for this one, so I guess I'll love the other. Now, that is that deception that I spoke of, because in either scenario, this is not love, not even on a human experience. That's why so many of our relationships get so messy. We throw the word love around at our convenience and to suit our motives and agendas, when in fact, Love is nowhere in that atmosphere. Lord Jesus, help us. Or you will be loyal to one and not even care about the other. You know, we can talk a good game. Come on, church. You know we can. But our faith walk is far from a game. It's either put up or shut up. God is looking for our loyalty, our uncompromising commitment to do his will, his way, even when no one is watching, because he always is watching. And our commitment and loyalty mean loving him and hating what he hates. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. We have misquoted money being the root of all evil so many times that we quote it without even accurately researching what the word actually does say. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money, for the love of money, not money is the root of all evil, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You could be broke and still have a love for all money. It says you coveted it. It says you didn't have it. You can lust for money just like you lust for a sexual partner, just for you lusting for somebody's title or position. That is the lust of money. But the thing about money is that money is that instrument thing that we use to get what we want. And listen, there are certain things that God hates that are related to the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen. We're going to talk about that on this Fire Gospel Experience because it's all about self-serve. Who are you serving? And who are you deceiving? Or are you simply being deceived? Amen. That's real talk right there. And we need to talk about it right here on the Fire Gospel Experience. And that's exactly what we're going to do. You're tuned in to getting an inspirational word that's going to help you keep on keeping on in the precious name of Jesus. You know, we are coming out of this pandemic, I assume. I don't know. They talk about this Delta strain of the virus. They don't know. We don't know. But one thing that we do know is that there always needs to be a prayer of protection over us, over you and I, over your family, over your ministry, over your mind, over your life. So here's man of God, Patrick Henderson, singing about the prayer of protection. I extend this prayer over each one of you all's life because prayer covers, just like forgiveness, a multitude of sin. When you get locked in with prayer and when Holy Spirit God is intercessing and praying on our behalf, man, we are covered in divine protection. Amen. Goes right there. I'm praying that you be blessed, that you be covered by this prayer of protection. Thank you, man of God, Patrick Henderson, for praying for our protection.
The light of God surrounds us, and the love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am and wherever we are, God is, God is.
The light of God surrounds us, and the love of God enfolds us.
God is, yes, Lord, God is the protector. God is our protector, and God is our heavenly keeper. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us and for keeping your children safe. Amen. Goes right there. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, giving you our very best, giving you our praises, because God is just so worthy. Here's Tim Woodson and the Heirs of Harmony, letting you know that he's our protector, because guess what? He's able. Oh, you didn't know? Well, now you do.
Whatever it is that you're going through, we want you to know that God is able to pull you through. Heirs of Harmony, come around and let's encourage your folks.
Oh, that is why Hello, I'm Tyranny LaShawn Bledsoe, CEO of Bledsoe Records, speaker and promoter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting all up-and-coming artists to contact me to take your gift, talent, and ministry to another level. You can contact me by phone at 870-318-6409 or email me at blessedso.promo@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Hey, man, you better recognize it truly is all about kingdom building. Thank you, one of God, Tyranny Bledsoe. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's all about kingdom building. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Tyranny blessed. So I am just blessing y'all with a word of encouragement that I would like to just continue to share with you all, talking about self-serve. Lord Jesus, I pray we're not out there serving ourselves, because the word of God makes it real clear that God is love and that he must come first. There are certain things that God hates that are related to the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, as I shared with you all earlier. Within that pride of life is where Paul spoke to his protege, Timothy. Yes, that money gives us a prideful arrogance where we lose consideration for others, and then we lose consideration even for God. Believe it or not, yes, it's true. That's what the love of money can do to us. It will distort us, and it will certainly deceive us. We are filled with a false self-assurance, where we're deceived into believing that we have everything that we want and need. Pride has lifted us up because we have praised and worshiped the love or the lust of money. Now, the root of all evil is that now we feel that money and material things is the source and our resource for everything that we need. So in effect, we covet, lust after, and love money because we see money as the means to fulfilling all of our base needs. Now we are sufficient. And what need do we have for God is what those who pursue riches foolishly say. We have used money and the acquisition of hoarding money to lift us up to sit on the throne of our heart, where God ordained to sit when he created us. And listen, the supreme test, the ultimate test for all mankind is who will be the one that we will worship. Will it be the Most High God being prideful and lifted up by the accumulation of money and material things? Or will it be the Most High God? This is the great question that each and every one of us must answer. My prayer for everyone is that we will come to the truth, light, and knowledge to choose God and live for God. Because if we don't choose God first in our lives, beloved, nothing else matters. Amen. Those right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, giving you encouraging word like I told y'all at the beginning of the broadcast, because I'm concerned about your soul, because God has proven himself to me in no uncertain terms. He is worthy of my praise. So I'm encouraging each and every one of you to take a look and examine yourself and get your relationship right with God as I strive to each and every day. I'm not speaking to you from an elevated level. I'm right here where you are, beloved, and I am concerned about you, and I thank you for your concern about me. Here's woman of God, Danielle Sunny Bryant, letting you know, beloved, don't you give up. Don't you do it.
Better days. Jordan, didn't go your way. Don't give up on God, look for better days. Just because of this didn't go your way, don't give up on God, look for better days. Help me say better days. There's only tears of joy to every single woman, girl, man, and boy. Don't give up on Jesus Christ. He's the one that brings a better life.
Don't give up on him.
I need you to know.
Don't give up on God.
It's gonna get better.
Don't give up on him.
Look for better days.
Don't give up on God. Look for better days.
Don't lose your smile or let life get you down. Don't give up on God. Look for better days. Don't you lose your smile or let life get you down. Don't give up on God. Look for better days. Help me say better days. Cause there's only tears of joy to every single woman, girl, man, and boy. Don't give up on Jesus Christ. He's the one that brings a better life.
Don't give up on him.
Keeping my hand in his hand, my soul got lifted up, and I just felt better. That's why we say the joy of the Lord is our strength, because we know from experience what our God can do. Amen. Thank you so much, man of God, my dear friend, my brother in Christ, my pastor, Derek Easter, for coming in and sharing with us more information, breaking down the sections of what it means in Mount Meditation at devotional based on Matthew chapter 5 through 7. I'm looking forward to him having returned so that he can finish out his, I'm going to say, online book review, online book presentation for Mount Meditation. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, Monique E. Russell, for your recorded message and word of inspiration. I bless each and every one of you. I bless the Lord for both of you, awesome people of God, and each one of you that are listening to this broadcast. I bless you in the beautiful and the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's my pleasure to leave you with a final word. Make a move. Sometimes the most challenging part of making a move is making a decision to make a decision to make a move. Amen. You all can always tune in to my archive broadcast, which I highly recommend that you click on them bad boys and share. You don't have to wait for me to come to you Saturday at 12 Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to Ryan E. Jefferson on YouTube and pull up all of my archive shows. Amen. If you want to tune into the first broadcast of Pastor Derek Easter when we recorded our first interview on Mount Meditation, just go to YouTube, Ryan E. Jefferson, and then scroll down till you see the show entitled Stand By Me, dated May 30th, 2021. Thank you for all of you all that are supporting this broadcast financially. Thank you so much for all of your contributions. If you would like to contribute to this wonderful God-breathed ministry, you can go to my Cash App at $Ron, capital R, Ron, capital E, Fire 60, and any amount will be greatly appreciated so that we can keep the lights on, keep the microphone sounding good, and giving our praise and honor to our God. My archives are blessed to be able to be syndicated on my dear friends, my Six Kingdom collaborators. I just appreciate each and every one of you all. You can go to my Twitter account, Ryan E. Jefferson 60, and tune in to my archive. I'm recommending it because God put it in my spirit. He said, speak to my people, and I'm fulfilling my ministry, and I just want to be a blessing. I'm also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Spotify. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. I love y'all. I'm praying for y'all. I'm praying that your faith will continue to flourish and be manifested into wonderful works of God, that you be a light in dark places, that you will be a voice for our Lord Jesus Christ. So until next time, I love you in Jesus, and nothing you can do about it except love me back. I'm praying for you. Can't do nothing about that either, and I'm soliciting your prayers for me as well. Thank you all. God bless you. So until next time, I love you in Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.